From Yoga and Ayurveda Living, I am Kelly Marie Mills, and this is The Dosha Life, a podcast for health and wellness seekers interested in tools, remedies, and secrets coming from the traditions of yoga and Ayurveda. You are on Friday's relaxations, and at the end of the practice, there will be no fanfare whatsoever, just the outro music. So if you like what you hear, click subscribe for weekly episodes, Mondays, dosha meditations, Tuesdays, information episodes, Fridays are dedicated to relaxations. But for now, the practice of relaxation begins. I've always felt a little sorry for the kapha types or kapha imbalances, because relaxations cannot be as long as for the other two doshas, and only of late have I felt a sense of envy. Kaphas are the strong ones. That can endure long working hours. And so it is that envy that I have to be able to uphold so much energy. But kaphas, we can help you relax in an alert state. Which becomes your internal cheerleader. Using simple body scans, you can become very alert, enlivened, joy-filled, and move away from anything that creates fear. And this is viable for all of us. The more we practice something that will help rebalance and move us away from our samskaras, our repetitive patterns, and many which we have developed as children. But they transform and change and morph as we become adults. They almost become a structure themselves. So kaphas, we use a body scan to create movement of your mind and yet stillness in the body. But we don't remain still for too long. So find a way to sit semi-upright. And laying down is fine, as this is not too long a relaxation for kapha. Stopping is good for all three doshas. And here we do a mindful activation using awareness and heat. Bringing your mind into both your feet. And visualizing two bright diamonds glowing in the middle of the sole of your feet. And this glow, it could feel like a warm light emanating heat, which is what we want, a drying heat in the kapha body. If you have more vata problems, you use a more soothing heat. And if it's a pitta problem, you're going to use more of a silver light. So for kaphas, this warming heat radiates into every single toe, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe, through the sole of your foot and the top of your foot, as this energy, light, and heat move up into your ankles, your calves, shins, the whole of each knee, the whole of each thigh. And you feel this heat unite through each leg completely. And the energy continues to move up into your hips and pelvis. The whole pelvic bowl as one is now a band solid of energy and light radiating down through your legs and to the soles of your feet. And the light jumps into the palms of your hands, radiating out through both thumbs, index fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers, and smallest tiny fingers, into your wrists, both arms, and the tops of your shoulders. And the energy radiates all the way down through the hands, the palms of the hands, and out through the fingertips. And then you feel from the rib cage down to the pelvis, the whole trunk of the body filling up with energy, with light, with warmth, and most especially settling this energy into the stomach and the heart. This warmth is creating a very gentle dryness, just balancing out any of that excess moisture of kapha. There's nothing to do, only focus on the energy and warm light. And feel that warm light moving down through the back of your body and up through the front of your body. This heating energy as it moves up into your neck, to the back of your head, the crown of the head, and washes over the front of your face like a warm, soothing blanket. And now you breathe in and you swallow down this heat into the whole of your digestive system. This warming light flows and warms up the digestion, the belly, the lower back, the pelvis. And you focus on just that inhale as you feel the heat rest in the heart area. And as you exhale, this light just pulsates gently at your heart center. And it changes into a green color. And we rest with the pulsation of your heart and the pulsation of this green energy. This part of the body that is known as unstruck can never falter. Here the loving heart holds the truth of your whole being. Find any points of the body that need that sense of unity and joining into the heart's love again, taking your time as there is no rush. Finding the light, enjoying the sense of energy, heat, connection, oneness. And feel your whole body breathing as a large energetic field of your own making, and reminding yourself, this is my life and my heart, and I am magnificent, joyous, and free. This is my life, my heart. I am magnificent. I am free. And when you're ready, wiggling your toes and fingers, and slowly rubbing the palms of your hands together, bringing the palms over your eyes, and then open your eyes and feel the eyes bathe in that warmth, that friction energy, similar to that which you brought inside your body, of your own doing. And smile. Thank you for joining me today in a moment of oneness and magnificence.